Blog Talk Radio.
I want y'all to see this, and if you've read the book, this.
Good evening, everybody. You are tuned in to Yaiser Victim Stoppers Radio, listening to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad. Tonight, we will be talking about toxic relationships, whatever type of relationship that you have with anybody that is not good for you is toxic. Ayana.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. What's up?
Tell the people what your definition of toxic is.
Okay, so toxic relationships is obviously it's a relationship or something. Let's just go with toxic. It's something that you have in your life that's not good for you. I don't care what type of relationship it is. It's got somebody got you doing something. You not being yourself. It's just you ain't being yourself. And that, to me, is a toxic relationship, when you find yourself always doing something that is against the grain of what you really want to do, and this one person is the person that always got you doing it. That's a toxic relationship. You tell me what's yours.
My definition of a toxic relationship is when something is just draining you so deep. It doesn't matter if it's a work relationship, a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, best friend, ex-best friend, whatever it is, it's just draining you. And the problems of that person takes a toll on you so bad that you feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders and you don't know which way to turn. It's just draining you completely. So maybe we thinking about the same thing and we just seeing it a different way.
Mm-hmm. But I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, just, it's poisonous.
It's toxic. You know what I'm saying? When you have toxins, you know, I tell you all the time, you got toxins in your body. You need to get toxins out your body. It's the same thing with relationships. You have a toxic person in your life, you got to get them out your life. They can cause you all types of problems.
Stress,
hair falling out, you're gaining weight. You ain't knowing what you're like. I don't know what it is. I mean, I love him, but if it's a butt to it,
right?
Toxic. But let's look at it this way. What are the different types, or what determines a toxic relationship?
You tell me.
So. To me, you can identify a toxic relationship. I think we all know the ones, you know, if you're being physically abused or verbally abused or something like that. But sometimes you can be in a toxic relationship and you ain't identified. So if you got somebody that's, like, controlling, you know, everything or the worst is the Debbie Downers, right? So every idea you come up with or something you want to do, they be like, nah. You don't want to do that because ... right? Or, we don't want to go there. You know, it's always people there. You know, those type of people, they just never have anything positive to say. Ever.
It's always something negative.
Right. Like, they always, you'd be like, golly, is you not ever happy? Like, to me, that would be a toxic relationship because I am... Everybody know who listen. I'm a silly, happy-go-lucky type person. So if I'm with somebody, don't laugh.
I'm laughing because it's true. No matter what we talk
right.
about, you have that yay type attitude.
But if I'm with somebody and I can't laugh, I'm going to be like, I'm going to need one of my friends to be like, you know, you really need to leave this dude alone because obviously I'm acting like a whole different type of person.
Yeah,
you know
true.
What I'm saying? So, yeah, it's but you know, toxic relationships is different. It's different types of toxic relationships, and I need people to know this. That's listening. all toxic relationships is not your significant other.
Absolutely.
You know, you
it could go from the meddling, backstabbing coworker at work. It could go to a so-called friend that you find out really ain't your friend, but you've been sitting in the middle. There's many different types of toxic relationships.
Yes.
All over the place.
Yeah. Then you have,
I can
like,
count about five of them right now going on in my life.
You know what? You stupid. But the hardest one, I do think, though, it's hard to identify, not even to identify, but to let go of the toxic relationships when it comes to your family members. Like, I think are the hardest ones to deal with. Because when, you got the sibling, this, that, and the other, you love them to death, but you like, man, I can't keep doing this with my brother. He bringing me down. You know what I'm saying?
You got to let him go.
Like, yeah, exactly. But you be like, but that's your brother, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love him. That's my brother. How do you get out of a toxic relationship with a family member? How do you do that?
And there was a Facebook post. Somebody said if someone in your family consistently steals from you or treats you bad, but they're in your family, do you cut them off? And I said, absolutely. I have no problem. I'm the cutoff queen. I'm the cutoff queen. I will cut you off in a heartbeat. When I feel like enough is enough, and I'm not going to sit around and let you continuously
thing, though,
do me wrong. No, you got to go. I'm going to chuck you to do.
Yeah,
bye.
But stealing is
family
one thing,
or not,
though.
You
got to
go.
Stealing is one thing, because that's obvious you can come across that with stealing. But, like, what is it when you have a, for example, you got a mother-daughter relationship can have crazy dynamics, and we talked about them before. So let's say you're a daughter, and you realize everything you're doing is to please your mother, right? Everything you're doing is to make this woman happy. And no matter what you do, she's never happy. That's a toxic relationship, right? How do you
it
get
is.
Out of a toxic,
toxic
relationship?
Slash dysfunctional.
Right, but
what,
how do you get
mother?
Out of that? Yeah, like how do you get out of that? That's a toxic relationship.
At
you
some point
saying?
In time,
you,
with any, at some point in time with any relationship, when it's not beneficial, like I'm gonna say it, and I keep preaching the same thing. In any type of relationship, no matter what it is, mother daughter, father son,
mm-hmm.
father daughter, brother sister,
right.
boss coworker, whatever it is, you should expect to get out of it what you're putting into it. Point blank, period. If you feel like you're putting 100% into this relationship with whoever, you should expect
mm-hmm.
to get 100% back. And if you don't get that 100% back and you don't feel like you get that 100% back, then you're losing. At the end of the day, nobody's feelings you should not compromise your own feelings for the sake of somebody else feeling okay, but you sitting around feeling bad. It don't work,
man,
like
you,
that.
You say it like it's so easy to do, though. Like, real
it's
talk.
Not
why
easy
you trying
to do.
To say it?
It's not
okay.
easy at
I
all
just
to
be
do.
Clear. I just wanted to be clear because it's not. And I think that's the problem is, one, you got to identify, especially when it comes to family members, you got to identify that it's a toxic relationship. And then, two, once you've identified it, now you got to be like, okay, I got to slowly ease my way out of this relationship because it's family. Because you're going to see them all the time, you know, cookouts,
I will Edward Scissorhands a relationship with family. You better ask some of my family members. There's a few of them I ain't talked to in 10 years. Hey,
that's you though. Everybody ain't like that though.
I know.
Man.
I'm just saying. Y'all better get. Hey, I can give y'all some cutoff tips real quick.
Just to be clear, if
what you do is not paying my bills or putting money in my pocket or making sure I have food on my table, if you're going to make me feel some type of way every time I talk to you and every time we are around each other, you got to go. I want to be happy at the end of the day.
Yeah,
and being around you make me unhappy.
At your family reunion. I ain't coming to your family reunion. It's only like you and two other people because you done cut everybody off. That's ridiculous. I'm just saying.
Girl, I will walk past them like I've never seen them before in my life. Like I've never been to a family reunion with them before, and I'm looking at them like, why are you here? I'm a Pisces, and if anybody knows, my cutoff game is so smooth. I'm telling you, but let's talk about, look, let me tell you,
Wait, no, no, no. That takes me back to a Facebook. No, hold on. That takes me back to a Facebook post I saw. Well, it was like, my cutoff game is so strong, my circle is a dot. Like, what is nobody in it? Like, for real?
There's nobody in it. And it's only got enough room for me. Because, you know what, I take pride in the fact that I don't do anybody wrong. I'm not intentionally out here trying to harm anybody. I'm not intentionally out here trying to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't run over nobody. So with me saying that and being 100% about that, if you intentionally do something to hurt me, you did it on purpose. That was something you did.
You said if you intentionally did something to hurt me, you did intentional was the purpose part. But I got you though. I'm with you.
You feel me? So yeah, it's easy for me to let go because now you know you can't stab me in the back. I ain't gonna let you do it.
But let's look at it this way though. Sometimes some people don't know that they toxic people. They don't know. Debbie Downers don't know that they Debbie Downers all the time. The perfectionist doesn't know that they're a perfectionist. So how do you address them and let them know, like, listen, this is a poisonous situation for me. I'm going to need you to lighten it up or I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people don't know they're toxic people. Like, you do know
you
that.
Think?
Like, for real.
You think they don't?
Some of these people out here don't even know. Like, you know that. Everybody know that one person that every time you say something to them, they never ever have something positive
good
to say. They want to give you all of why you shouldn't do that. You know, I'm thinking about starting my own business. You shouldn't do that because once you start your own business, I'm thinking about opening up. No, I wouldn't do that because that's gonna mess up your taxes. And but you know, always coming with some foolishness. So that person, they don't even know. They don't even know. And they keep running up to people being negative. It's going to take one person, probably i.e. you, that's going to let them know why they're being cut off because they have no clue that.
I ain't
going to
let
them
know. I'm going to say a few things, and if they don't get it, I mean, I'm going block crazy.
Man,
you block from social media.
Somebody got to tell them.
Well, somebody, if they know me, then they know. This is how it's gonna be. I'm a chop chop.
I mean, then you got the worst. Let me tell you this.
I ain't gonna be like I hate
worst.
Your guts. This that, and the other. Mm-mm, you cool. I love you. I'm gonna pray for you, but I ain't talking to you ever again. We can never break bread. We can never sit at the table and pretend like it's gonna be fake. I don't do
now, the worst what? one of the worst ones is the liar. You know that one person that you know that they like the habitual
you got me
liar.
Stuttering.
Like, you lie about everything. Like
everything under the sun.
That one little liar that lied about everything. You'd be like, man, you went to the store? Nah. But you got a bag in your hand. Like, you just lying just to be lying. Like, why? Why you got to lie about it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to lie to me, Craig. Tell me the truth. But I don't know. I just don't think. I think with toxic relationships, I think it's harder than people think to identify you in a toxic relationship. I do. I don't think it's that easy for people to know. I think the obvious ones are there, but the other ones, I don't think people be knowing they're in toxic relationships. Because you didn't see some people that you know, and you'd be like, man, they need to leave him alone, or he needs to leave her alone, because I ain't trying to dog the brothers, but, you know, there's some sisters out there, some women out there, that these men be dating, and I'm like, man, she's not good for you, and he don't realize it. You know what I'm saying? He at work, working hard,
that
and she's
goes
shopping
back.
All the time.
But that goes back to love is blind. You know what I'm saying? People that really, really, really want to be in a relationship and really want to make it work, sometimes they can overlook certain things that you know, people. You have a tolerance level. And only you know when enough is enough. So when your tolerance level is mediocre, the toxic stuff may not get to you as much as somebody who has a tolerance level that's in the negative.
Right.
My tolerance level with certain things and certain people was in the negative. And maybe that's just not good.
Your cutoff game is strong,
so it's strong.
I just want to let all my listeners know, if y'all ever call into the show and y'all don't hear me, she cut me off. I don't know what I did.
I have the best co-host in America. I'm not going to cut her off. But I don't ever think that you would be that type of person. We're from the same, we kind of cut from the same cloth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know how we
don't mess around. It's that Midwest flavor. We different.
Man.
So,
cut off game strong. Yeah.
What?
But so, in my Googling, because you know I Google, because I like to bring the Google to the people, you know, bring the Google to real life to the folks that's listening. So, I found out here a little quiz. Now, I got a lot of questions. We ain't going to go through all the questions. But, you know, just to give you, you know, some ideas to figure out, am I in a toxic relationship? Am I? Right. So, here we go. One of them was, does the person use physical force or threats, right? We talked about that. That covered that. Obviously, the answer to that is verbally being abused, physically being abused, toxic relationship. I don't even know.
Are they passive aggressive? In other words, they real aggressive.
Right. And it's like, see, a lot of these is covering the stuff that we know. Do they make you feel, are you afraid of the person? I mean, seriously, if you're in a relationship with somebody, I don't care what it is, mother,
that you
daughter,
scared of?
Father, son, yeah, that you scared. If you're afraid of this person, obviously, I don't want to tell you what to do or to pack your bags tonight, but you should really get out of that relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
If they're jealous and blame everything on you, that's toxic.
Yes. That is. Yeah.
What you got next? Let's go there. Let's compare our list.
Okay.
What you got next?
I'm trying to find a good one because some of these is obvious. You know what I'm saying? Oh, here it is, right here. This one. Have you given up the things that were important to you because that person has pressured you to, in some way, shape, form, or fashion?
Yep.
They was trying to be controlling. They was trying to tell you, you know, they was being negative about it, or they straight just flat out said, look, no, I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you giving up something that's important to you? Yeah, nah. Toxic.
Right. What about somebody that's, we talked about that, always criticizing and in a contemptive manner. They always have something negative to say. Those ones that's argumentative all the time. They avoid you. When y'all around, they just want to argue all the time. Don't really want to talk to you, but they text you some old crazy stuff. Yeah, that's toxic.
This one here is not an obvious one, but it says, does the person pout or withdraw from you for extended periods of time when he or she is angry or upset with you?
Well, I tell you what, if you are older than 25, and you walking
pouting.
Around here pouting, you need help. You need some serious help.
Oh, this is another one. This one here, now I ain't going to lie, this one here bothered me. And if somebody is doing this to me, I have a tendency to leave them alone because I don't really be, especially when I'm dealing with guys, because I feel like I'm not anime. So you probably gonna you might get me at one time. You know what I'm saying?
Eat the cake.
That's going to be the only time. That right, like if I don't eat the cake, you may get me that one time, but after that, I'm with your girl. You ain't supposed to let them pound on you. But anyway, it says you ask for a timeout or don't want to talk about something anymore. Does that person keep badgering you to engage? So I just told you I don't want to talk about it right now. I'm walking away, and you still following behind me, still going in, and another thing. That will be our last conversation. We'll talk. That's
me. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time. Now, this one, I don't know that this necessarily makes a person toxic unless they do it all the time. The question just straight say, does the person lie to you? They lie.
They're a liar.
But if they doing it all the time, yes. Yeah, one or two, just, you know, keep the peace. Maybe. This was funny. Have you observed the person lying to others?
That's toxic. You just sit around and lie, and then you start believing your lie to the point where you're telling everybody, including me, to lie.
Right, like you got me sitting here listening to you.
Well, you
got to
sit
like,
there like you in the Twilight Zone when y'all around company.
Oh, no.
But how do you – How can you keep a straight face knowing that this person's telling a whole lie? Like, I done been in that situation before where,
you
and it ain't
know
been
me.
Like with a significant other. This has been like with somebody I considered a friend. We just cool. And we've been around people, and I had to sit back and think, she must have forgot that I was there.
Yeah, that
when
I was
happened.
There.
Because she wouldn't have said that while I was standing right here. Clearly, you wouldn't have just told that whole lie if you remembered that I was with you when this thing happened, and it wasn't even you that it happened to.
Man,
you put yourself in there like it was you.
This one here, this next one, this one here, I gotta believe is a tall tale sign of toxic behavior. When the person does something wrong and they blame you or anybody else for it. Oh, it wasn't my fault. See, what had happened was, what had happened was, exactly. Like, you can't even own up to your own mess up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
your own F-ups. I ain't going to cuss because I got a feeling my mama
listening. Right. My mama makes
so I ain't going to cuss, but you know what we're talking about, listeners. I don't know. We
real
got a few
tough.
Callers. On the line. Let's take
let's
caller.
Take one. Nice.
Caller with the last four of 4446. Good evening,
well,
caller. How are you?
Lady. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. We're talking about toxic relationships tonight. Just all around toxic relationships, relationships that are just not good for you, no way, shape, fashion, or form. You want to chime in on this topic?
I really don't have much to say on this topic right now. I'm listening tonight. But I do have something to say. I take that back.
Okay.
About the line
go ahead.
Part. The line part. Because I was seeing this. I met this guy, and he lied about his birthday. Now
his,
I know
his
that's
birthday.
Minor. Birthday. Now, you said your birthday was June 19th, but come to find out your birthday was April 30th. And I'm like,
so you
why would you lie about your old birthday? Your old
birthday.
Who lies about their old birthday?
Who
are you? And
now, you know what? I woke up today. I don't want to be a Cancer no more.
I
want to
be a Gemini.
I mean, everybody know I'm going to quit. Right.
I'm going to be a Taurus.
I'm done with it. Right,
like, and I'm like, we had a whole conversation about, you know, connections with zodiac, you know, the personality traits. And when it all came out, he was like, I can't believe you're upset about that. Let me tell you something. If you lie about something as minor as your birthday, you a lie about anything.
You a lie about anything
that comes out of your mouth is a lie. So I'm going to let that go. And I did. I just like, no. You lie about something that small, you lie about anything. So, yeah, you can pay attention to them flags. That's what you
How do you lie about your birthday, though? Like, your birthday, like...
Hey, who lies about... I should be lying about the year you were born, but not the whole day.
That's what I was going to ask you. Exactly. Did he have the year correct?
Girl, I couldn't even get the year straight. You couldn't even get your date. Negro, are you born? Oh, you running from the police? What the hell is going on?
Like, who are you? Like, where
are
you?
Are you? Is your
so
real name your name?
With you. Yes.
Show me some ID.
Yeah, that was kind of spooky.
Yeah, you got folks out here thought they birth. Like, okay, first of all, don't lie to me about your name, you know.
Right.
Don't lie to me about your birthday. And please, 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 fellas, ladies, please, don't ever lie about the number of kids you got. Good Lord. Just
oh,
stop.
Gosh. There's another one.
Okay. If you start out with any of them three as being a lie, I'm going to be honest. I'm breaking up with you and we didn't even get started.
Don't lie about if there's a significant other or not. I mean, it's like, dude, are you
true,
in a relationship?
True,
and then you say, well, we're separated. Are you married? No, not really. What? Not really?
Listen,
what is a no, not really?
That's a topic for a whole nother show because I cannot stand
it's,
the relationship status complicated.
Complicated.
The poison is real out here.
Man. See, I'm going to need a nutrition depot tonight. Give me some vitamins.
You got to go get a cleansing, girl.
Right. I'm getting me a cleanse. I'm getting the cleanse with your feet. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to draw the toxins from your feet. You know, they do
that.
Yeah,
you have to detox.
So.
See, I wasn't going to say nothing. Y'all got me started. See, I was going to be good.
Okay, but look, I know. See, I done reeled you in now, caller. And we done stretched this show to an hour and a half because everybody was wanting a piece of this show. So,
man,
dig this here. I got some questions. All my callers, tonight y'all going to answer questions. So, if y'all don't want to answer no questions, you better log in.
What, Oprah? Come
now, on. Now, have you ever had a toxic relationship with a friend?
Yes, I have.
Whew. Now, hey, I'm pulling it up. Our listeners want to know. Y'all calling. And my nosy ass want
to
know, too. So,
right. So let me ask here. Yeah. If you had a toxic relationship with a friend, okay.
What made it toxic? What was going on? What made it toxic?
You know, when you guys were speaking on that person who lie about stuff all the time, you know, it's just when and then they try to draw you into the lie, like, I'm going to tell you this story. See, we in a group of people. We all out with the girlfriends. And then you start telling the story about our, you know, when we were growing up and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, I don't recall this incident. But you're like, well, remember, girl, remember when that happened? I'm looking at you like, nah, I don't remember.
I don't remember. It's not even barely. I don't even remember at all. Like,
right, but you use me as your, like, we grew up together. You use me as your little sidekick to help you elaborate the story to impress everyone else. And I'm looking at you like, you got me messed up over here. Cause this didn't
happen.
And
then you think to yourself, don't pull me into this lie. Like,
and I have to
do
that.
Stop
pulling
me
into this foolishness.
How do you keep a straight face when you sit there and you know somebody lying? Like, my face contorts and does some stuff on its own, and I don't have no control over it.
I can't do it.
I'm
looking like crazy. Now, I got to look. They're like, really? This is what we doing? And so everyone at the table know you lying because the look on my face is like,
my face just goes like haywire on its own. It just be like my eyes get to rolling, my shoulders slump back, I go into a slight coma, like all kind of stuff happens when foolishness starts.
I have a rule. I ain't gonna lie, I got a rule, and I and any of my friends listening, they all know I have a rule. And going into a situation, if you gon' lie, you gotta let me know in advance that you include me in the lie.
Right.
So if I know we were somewhere when something happened, like, I need to know in advance. Because to your point, my face is going to basically tell
everybody
you lying.
Right.
So I need to know in advance.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So for those of you that don't know that we might have just became new friends, if you going to include me in the lie,
let me know.
I got your back on it. You just got to let me know in advance. Because now you ain't included me in the lie. You just created a toxic relationship between us.
Right, because look, even if I know you cheating on your significant other, now are you with me but you're not with me?
Right.
What's going on?
If we was at the movies yesterday, tell me in advance.
And what time did we go?
Everything.
Right. What time did we get back?
What did we go see? What did we go see? Because we can't be
in different
movies.
And
now
you mad because you didn't fill me in, and I got tired. You know, people got a way of finding stuff out.
Man, listen, I'm just trying to tell y'all, you include me in the lie. Let me know in advance.
Right.
Before you
start
telling
it. Do not let me know at the time of the lie. Do not let me know then.
Let me know in advance. What lie you telling so I know one?
Right.
Not to answer my phone.
Right.
If I ever get questioned about it. Oh, yeah, because that's when we were.
Oh, man, that wasn't nothing. We were just chilling.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
But, yeah, no,
this is a good one. I got a good one.
What?
Okay, caller. Look, I'm going to put you back in queue.
Thank you.
But
I want to thank you for sharing
with us, even though you didn't want to. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate you listening.
Right,
I'm going to put you
right.
back in queue, and then I'm going to do this. And then, Ayana, we're going to pay a few bills. Not many,
okay,
but a
yeah.
few. All right.
One or two.
Okay, so look, number 9 on my list says you are definitely in a toxic relationship if you only think about making him or her happy. Now listen to what it says. Once you hit your 20s, relationships are a trial run for marriage. You should be able to see the potential in spending the rest of your life with a significant other, because if not, what's the point? You should want to make your significant other happy, but it should be a two-way street. Your happiness should mean his or her happiness and vice versa. If you're constantly trying to make them happy, but you're not getting anything in return, then something in that cycle is disjointed, because happiness should be mutual.
Let me tell you what, let me be honest, everything you said was very valuable information. You lost me at, you should be trial run for marriage. See, that's what a problem is.
Because for you,
a lot of that, you know me and my own personal issues, but I think that's what happens in a lot of these toxic relationships, because you got one person is possibly looking at this relationship, trying to please this person, trying to make this person happy, trying to do everything that's going to bring this person happiness, because they're trying to get to that point of marriage. But then you got the other person that they just cool. We kicking it, we cool. Really? We too old for that. See, that right there is one of them toxic situations. Because you want one thing out of a relationship, and this person is wanting something else. That's toxic to me.
Yeah, very toxic.
Mean, real talk. That's a toxic relationship. Because you like, man, we seeing each other, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, this may be the one, you know? And he like, what? What you mean, the one to do what? What you talking about? No, we just kicking it. Like, I ain't talking about getting no married. That's toxic right there. Because now you doing something in the relationship off top right there. It's been stated that ain't going to make you happy. It ain't going in the direction that you need to go in.
And that you wanted to go.
That's
it.
Toxic right there.
Let's pay a bill.
Go
pay a bill.
All alarm companies call the police after a break-in. Most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Be proactive. Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera system and monitoring. Systems start as low as $684.63, or you can lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera system with no credit check for only $50 a month with $275 down for 14 months. Call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Renita, because what you can't see will hurt you.
All right. We're back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're back. Back to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad. Tonight, we are talking about toxic relationships, all types of relationships that are toxic. Marriages.
Man.
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Work relationships.
Brother, sister.
Friend relationships.
Brother, sister. Yeah.
Whatever it is. If it's toxic, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. You got
Everybody
any more
got that
of those
one friend.
How to identify? Because I do. I got another one. Go ahead. You do yours, and then I'll do the next one.
This one here is a little tricky. It says when you share your thoughts and feelings about something important to you, does this person ignore, make fun of, or dismiss it? Like, they just dismiss you like, oh, yeah, that's what's up, and pay it no, never mind. Like, that, if that's constantly happening, that's the situation. Because you ain't important in a relationship.
You know what
I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
You're not important to them. What you're talking
about.
If I'm with you and I come in and I'm like, hey, baby, guess what? Today, so-and-so and such-and-such happened, and I think da-da-da, and I'm excited about it. I'm not saying you got to jump for joy, but I need you to acknowledge that I'm excited. I need you to pay attention
to
what I'm saying.
Be excited for me.
Yes,
be excited for me.
Now,
if it's something that I feel passionate about,
yeah,
I mean, damn, show something. I'm with you.
I need you to be like, man, baby, that's good. Now, in that same breath, I also have to know I can't bring it to you during overtime of the game when you obviously ain't gonna be paying enough
on Sunday.
You know what I'm saying? So why I can't bring it to you, you know what I'm saying, when I see you on the phone or whatever. I in the delivery of that, I gotta deliver it to you in a time where you can be as excited as I am. So I wanna say it's toxic. You gotta also look at your approach sometimes and see with that one right there. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. This one is,
now,
which I can't see this, but I don't know if I said it already, being afraid to disagree with the person. Like, I'm just always
going
to agree with
being afraid to even say something. Yeah, just afraid. Like, you should never be afraid to speak your mind in a relationship.
What?
Yeah, that's
if we
toxic.
In this together, I got an opinion on this. Yeah, like, you know, we like, let's go to dinner, and you scared to speak up where you want to go because you know they're going to be like, no, whoa. wait a minute,
crazy. But what about
that's
those
crazy.
Relationships where one person just can't seem to do anything right? It's always something wrong with everything they do.
That's when you get
says, once you get to the point where you feel like everything you do upsets him or her or annoys him or her, and then you start tiptoeing around the room in your own relationship, you need to understand that there is that you aren't the problem at that point. If you have to tiptoe around and, you know, scoot around topics and, you know, because you're afraid that you're going to annoy somebody if you say something or do something that they don't like nothing that you do is right, that's a problem. It ain't with
but
you, though.
I can't live my life like that. I can't live my life
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
I can't.
It's something definitely wrong with that other person. If everything, like, either they just don't want to be around you, then they need to leave. But everything
man,
that you
the
do
one, I can't
is,
be in my
is
house
not
afraid.
Right.
I can't. Mm-mm.
There you
I
have
can't.
It.
I can't be in my house. I'm not walking around my house afraid. Like, man, last time I broke a plate, he was real upset about it because these plates was expensive. What? I throw all them plates against the wall. I need to be messing
what?
With
every last one I'm going in the trash. All the expensive ass plates. It's going in the trash.
I'm going to start just throwing them against the wall like they little frisbees. It's like they little frisbees just throwing against the wall.
Let's take another caller. Caller with the last four of 6354. Good evening, caller. We're talking about toxic relationships tonight. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing fine. You want to chime in on this topic?
Well, actually, I do, because my birthday weekend, which was last month, the end of September, I kind of got into it with a friend, and our relationship has been kind of up and down for a while now. But however, I have not let that relationship go for the simple fact that I thought, you know, we could still be friends. But however, after all the text messages that she texted me, and then she proceeded to ask for a gift back that she gave to me that I didn't
ask
for.
Wow.
Like,
oh, wow.
Listen.
I don't know.
I don't really.
We should be friends anymore. And that's
you
just
don't,
how
yeah.
I feel.
Still,
and I think she failed to realize that I'm kind of done with the relationship. Like, I don't want to be in a friendship with you anymore. I'm done with it. So,
I'm going to be honest. First of all, friendships to me are. Friendships, you choosing this person to be in your life. You know, like,
exactly.
You were giving them. Friendship,
I'm choosing family to be
in
my life, too.
So, well, I know you because your cutoff game is different than most. But I'm saying for the regular folks out here that their cutoff game ain't got that yet. You know what I'm saying? You should never have that type of relationship with a friendship to where you wondering if you should cut this friendship off. Like, What? Y'all just, like, we just friends. Like, you calm down because you do know we just friends. Like, we don't have no blood ties, so you need to relax yourself. But, yeah, I think that's a toxic relationship, boo.
Me
well, here's my thing on the friends. Because if you've dedicated a lot of time, effort, and energy into building a friendship with somebody, that goes back to the beginning of our conversation when we were talking about a lot of things just get overlooked and swept up under the rug. This
mm-hmm.
is probably a friendship
mm-hmm.
that should have been cut off many, many years ago. I'm being honest. There were some things, and I can tell you, caller, there were some things in this friendship relationship that you probably saw a long time ago and overlooked or swept up under the rug because you've invested time and energy and everything else into building a friendship with this person. Now that it, now I can say it is kind of hard. I've been through friendships like that that have lasted for decades, and it took a lot because I overlooked some stuff. Like I'll cut people off, but I'll keep people on to some. It just all depends on how much I've invested in that.
You queen cut off. Don't do that. Don't
I am. But once I cut you off, I don't have a problem with keeping you cut off. But I'm saying with the friendship, it's kind of hard. But now let me ask you this, Colin. When you finally got to the point where you're getting to the point, because I don't think you fully cut this person off yet. But now, are you noticing things that you overlooked a long time ago? Are you saying to yourself, self, I should have cut this broad off 10 years ago? Because I can now look back and recognize that 10 years ago, this person was doing some shady stuff that is not becoming of a real friend. I just want to know. I mean, you know, because I'd be like, you know what, I should have did this a long time ago. So I just want to know if people think the same way I think.
Should have cut her off a long time ago when we were in middle school and she stole my cousin's outfit and we were in a fashion show because my cousin and I, we were going to jump her. We were like, girl, she just stole your outfit. Let's go ahead and jump her and get this over with. So I should have realized then that there was something wrong with her.
First, let me be clear about this. If you felt you was going to jump her in because of something she did, she really, some parts of a person may change, but the core of who that person is may not necessarily change. She's still an outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We was going to jump her. So, caller, just to bring it back around, I think that's a toxic relationship. You grown, you can do what you want to do, but I think between me and my co-host here, we need you to go ahead and let that one go.
Yeah, it's time to let her. When I talk in a personal thing about me, myself, I'm not saying, you know, caller, hey, that ain't good, but that ain't good, caller.
Ain't good. I mean, because, you know, go ahead and let that go. And good luck with that, you know. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you back in queue. But thank you for letting us know. And yeah, that right there sounds like a toxic relationship. Seriously.
She stole that outfit. They was going to jump her. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know I'm silly. Yeah. I can't help it.
Yeah, anyway. that was some seriousness right there. But it's true. People don't even realize.
But we missed out on this, though, because this could happen, too. It may not necessarily have started out as a toxic relationship, but you can outgrow people, and then it becomes a toxic relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can outgrow somebody. If y'all been thick as thieves since you was younger, and you off to college and doing your thing and working in corporate America, and they stuck from when y'all was thick as thieves, that could potentially become a toxic relationship if they holding you back and trying to say what you're doing is crazy or why you doing it, why you doing all that schooling. You know, back in the day, you tell people, what you going to that old college for? What you trying to get out of that college?
That sounds like old people trying to hold you back type stuff. Like, And it's also toxic when you're carrying the weight of that person, even in a friendship. Yes. You know, when you're young, you know, okay, well, they going through stuff, I'm going through stuff, so we're going to get through this together. But then when you grow up and y'all still friends and they still going through stuff and you kind of like ain't going through stuff no more and all that stuff that they going through is still weighing on you. Like when y'all were on an even keel, I'm going through stuff, you going through stuff, we both even, let's go ahead and kick it and do what we do because we both going through stuff. But years go by and they go by and I ain't doing stuff no more and you still got stuff going on, so now I got to carry your stuff. I'm done carrying my stuff because I ain't got
I'm going to be honest, I ain't no baggage handler. I can't keep carrying bags. But you know what? I did. So, you know, I don't always talk about me. Well, sometimes I do. I had a toxic relationship one time. And it was a friend. And I noticed that every time we went out somewhere, they was broke. Now, granted, I'm not balling, but I'm like, man, you know, you think one time, like, this is my dog. I got you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go grab something to eat. I got you. Cool. We're going to go out here. I got you. I'm like 2-3 got yous in, and I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. When you going to get me back? Like, this is getting to be ridiculous. And I realized that that was a toxic relationship because it was a friendship. We was cool. Everything was great. But I was the one doing all the giving, and then they was doing all the taking. And that's when it got
that's
to the
it.
Point where I would go out and get something to come back. And like, oh, why you didn't tell me you weren't getting nothing to eat? Oh, I ain't know you was hungry.
You ain't bring me nothing.
Like, I ain't know you was hungry. Like, just straight up. So, you know, it's toxic relationships don't always start off toxic. And like you told the caller, you got to identify sometimes in the beginning if it is toxic, you know what I'm saying? And then if you outgrowing a person, it can become toxic. I think that's
very.
The hardest. That's hard to identify when you're outgrowing a person and it becomes toxic. And that's in any dynamic or any relationship.
Any.
Especially when you dating somebody and you was dating them when you 20, 25, and now you 30, and you know you don't want to keep robbing Peter to pay Paul, but they not getting out of that mindset. And you know you trying to like, well, we got to get our 401k together and do this, and they still in that robbing Peter to pay Paul. I'm telling you now, that ain't going to last. That's toxic. Like,
Let me ask you this, Ayanna. Do you think most toxic relationships come out of a husband-wife, a marriage, just a regular or a friendship or a working relationship with, you know, your coworkers, your peers, or your subordinates or your boss? Like, where do you think the most toxic relationships occur?
I'm going to be honest. I think most toxic relationships are family and friends. I think that's where most toxic relationships are, family and friends. I think it's because it's, to me, you don't identify them as soon as you can with a significant other or a coworker.
Because you are trying to make them happy, trying to impress them, or just you have a tolerance level, and your tolerance level has not been compromised yet.
Yeah, you already invested in this relationship. You already care about this person. And I think those are the hardest ones to get out of, and I think they're the hardest ones to identify. Like, just to be honest, you can't. If you got a cousin and you and this cousin been kicking it forever and a day and you don't realize that this person is really toxic for you. They always trying to get you into something. And you like, nah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But you trying to do what's going to make this person happy or, you know, just to pacify them or satisfy them or whatever. I think family and friends, to me, would be
the largest number of
toxic relationships. Yep. Yep.
I'm going to answer that after I read this article. Okay, so... This article is about toxic relationships, and it says being aware of the effects of a dysfunctional relationship. So that goes back to what we talked about in the beginning about the dysfunction and how to recognize if you are in a toxic relationship. This part, I'm going to take little excerpts out of this article. It says, in the first paragraph, like I'm going to read it backwards because I want everybody get the effect of this paragraph. It says, not all toxic relationships are caused by two unhealthy people.
Okay.
That's a powerful statement.
Yes, yeah, two unhealthy people.
It does not always take two to tango. In some cases, unhealthy individuals target and prey upon others for their own personal needs and gratification. That is a powerful sentence right there in itself. I'm going to read it again. Not all toxic relationships are caused by two unhealthy people. It does not always take two to tango. In some cases, unhealthy individuals target and prey upon others for their own personal needs and gratification. It is a slanted desire for a relationship, regardless of what relationship it is. The individual who is praying is seeking to emotionally and physically dehydrate others, removing whatever is possible for their own greedy benefits. Such individuals have a manipulative style and will frequently maneuver their way into any relationship that they perceive as being beneficial. I'm ready to close the damn showdown on that.
You can't. You can't, because let me tell you why I got a point to that. No, you can't. Let me tell you why, because I got a point to that. When you said at the beginning that it's not always two unhealthy people, the interesting thing that I read, and I didn't print that out, so I apologize to y'all, was toxic relationships or getting into a toxic relationship can be learned behavior. You see your mother giving 99.9% to your father. You get into a relationship thinking that's what you're supposed to do.
That's what you're supposed to do.
It's learned behavior. Like, in some cases, it can be learned behavior. So that's why I don't think it's always both people are bad, unhealthy people. That's just what you know. And this one person is taking advantage of what they see you doing. Because, you know, in everything, it's going to be a give and a take. But if you find yourself taking all the time, you the toxic person. If you find yourself giving all the time, you are definitely being preyed on.
You are, and that goes back, I mean, and what you're saying pretty much ties into this. Some people pray emotionally and psychologically. They do this on purpose. They suck all of the life out of somebody else, and that's how they get gratification. That is a toxic person.
Yes.
If you have somebody in your life like that, if you have somebody in your life like that, you're in a toxic relationship, and it doesn't matter who it is, what it is, why it is. If you have somebody in your life that is sucking
the life out of you,
and they find happiness in doing
it, they're a piranha. They just on you like, oh, I'm gonna get up. But you know what? Here's what's interesting though. Let me ask this, because sometimes we're saying that the toxic person is the person that's taken, right? But why is the other person that's constantly giving, why can't they be considered the toxic person? Because what if you are just that type of person that you haven't identified who you are as a person, so you just giving your whole self to somebody else to manipulate or mold? But to me,
no,
you're just in
a toxic relationship. You are, if you're just giving, and you're allowing somebody to take, then you are allowing yourself to be in a toxic relationship, knowingly or unknowingly. We are tonight, on Against All Odds, telling you that you are in a toxic relationship, and I ain't going to tell you to get out. But you remember that show that just came out a couple months ago with the black guy that was in it? Yeah, and the name of it was Get Out. We're
going to
take another caller. Hey, I'm over here shaking because I'm reading that paragraph, and I'm like, dang, I done been in about five of them. But okay.
Oh, yeah, I've been in some toxic relationships, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Caller with the last four of 6868. Good evening, caller. How are you? Hey.
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Tonight we're talking about toxic relationships. You sound like you got something to say.
I don't have nothing to say. I just have something I want to ask. Now, I have a friend who has been friends with this female for 30 years, right? This
for
is 30 years, long time friendship. At least 30. Okay. When the one friend, which is the most friend out of the whole relationship, invited her over to her house, which her boyfriend, fiance, or whatever he was, didn't like the other friend. She told him, look, you may not like my friend, but this has been my friend for these many years, and you know, if you don't like it when she come over, you can either leave or, you know, come back or go upstairs or whatever, come back down when she leaves. That's my friend, she's gonna come over. Now, the tables have just turned here recently, I wanna say at least a month or two ago, where the other female's husband didn't like the other friend and told her that we need to work this out. If we're going to work this out, you need not to be friends with her because of whatever reason he had in his mind. I don't know. So she came to her and told her, I can't be friends with you no more. You know, I still love you. I still care about you. But my husband don't think we should be friends anymore, so I can't deal with you anymore.
Okay. So what's your question?
My question is, what would your reaction would have been on that, or your whoever else on the line, what your reaction would have been on that? Ashley has a friend on the phone with me.
Let me go first.
You
gonna listen to Renita?
Go ahead.
Let me go first.
Okay.
Now, when you get married, it's supposed to be.
Go ahead.
It's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? Y'all cling together as one. And if your husband, I got to see first, is it a reason why you don't want me hanging around her, or you just don't like her, period? Do you think she's got me into some stuff? Like, what is it? But at the end of the day, I'm not getting ready to argue with my husband over this. I mean, we cool, I love you, this, that, and the other, but it's something, I'm not going to let this destroy my marriage. Now, if they doing, my husband doing something to destroy my marriage, because I've been there before, I'm going to tell you, when my kid's father, God rest his soul, I had a shop in Indianapolis, and I was doing hair, and he would always say, I hate them. Just quit doing their hair, this, that, and the other. I couldn't figure it out. But then I figured it out. You were saying quit doing their hair because you didn't want your secrets to get out. So it's got to be a reason. Don't just come to me and be like, I don't want you hanging with her no more. This, that, and the other. Explain to me why. Make it make sense. And if it makes sense, then, you got that. I can't go hang. I ain't finna go hang. I'm not going to do nothing that's going to start an argument in my household. Not like that. Not about an outside influence. But go ahead, Ayana.
No, I was going to say the same thing. Like, when we get married, we become one. So, I'm not saying all your friends become my friends, but we do become one. So, if to me, that's a little toxic. If you want me to get rid of all my friends, but you don't want to get rid of yours. Like, I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? But to your point, if I have a male friend and you like, listen, I'm not feeling that dude, I'm not liking that dude, I really don't want him around, whatever, I got to respect you as my husband. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to respect that. But I do need you to explain to me why. Because I'm not just going to be kicking all my friends to the curb because we're now married. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, to each his own, but I'm going to need a reason. And it don't have to be, you know, you can't just be like, if you were straight up and said, I'm uncomfortable with knowing that you hanging with this guy and I'm not around and something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because then what I'm going to have to do is try to build it up to make it to where you're more comfortable around him. But if you just like, I can't do it. And, you know, I'm trying, you know, we got married for life. So, you know, I might kick a friend to the curb. You never know with me. You know I'm crazy.
After 30 years, you'll do that?
It's not after 30 years because, keep in mind, you just came into my life. So if it's a male, like, I'm going to be honest, if it's a male friend.
No, these are two females. These are two females,
two
Miami
females.
Lady. These are two females. This ain't no.
What's the
no,
reason?
No.
But I'm with her. What's the reason, though? What's the reason, though? You just don't like the person?
Well, here's the thing. The wife is not only fooling around with her husband, she fools around with other men. She put herself in a predicament to where when she gets into some type of almost caught up or whatever, she puts the friend in it. I was over her house, or we was over here chilling,
exactly.
Or we was over
here
chilling.
Well, there you have it.
So,
There
you have it.
It's a whole other issue. So the problem is he don't like that person because he know that person's going to cover for you. You out there doing some dirt, and she know about the dirt that you're doing, and we can't get this relationship going as long as she in your life. Point blank, period. Now, there's some toxic stuff going on there, but I'm just not going to say
very toxic. I'm going to say the same thing.
Yeah. Because, see, I'm as a friend, real talk as a friend, we've been friends for 30 years. You get married. I can't keep helping you be scandalous. I'm going to have to be like, come on now. And you done got married.
And friends don't let friends drive drunk.
If you married,
I need to come to you and tell you, look, come on, calm down now. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do this, you should have never got married.
I'm going to have your back, but I'm going to tell you the truth, though. Like, don't go getting married
you
and still want to be out here in these streets.
I'm going to say you on the phone. You want to say something?
No, I'm just listening, getting advice from all over the board.
Okay. Well, that's the lady right there, lady.
Mm-hmm. Well, hi, what's
your
name?
How you doing?
Look, you ain't even got to tell me your name. Oh, you go
ahead.
Hi, Tracy.
Okay.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, we've been friends for over 30 years before her and her husband got married. I knew her husband prior to them getting together. She ran off. She started cheating and stuff. And, you know, just like I told her, you married. If this is what you want to do, then you need to leave your husband and divorce him. You can't run around and do this and still be married.
And that's
me and her
friend.
Husband got into
that's
it.
That's a friend.
Me and her me and her husband got into it. So I just kind of fell back and stopped going over her house, you know, and all that stuff. Stayed away. Let y'all work out what y'all want to work out. And, you know, she steady calling me, like, basically you sneaking to talk to me and see me and stuff. So I sent her a message today and just told her, basically, you said you was going to work it out with your husband. Your husband don't care for me, so I'm just going to fall back and let y'all work on y'all marriage. And I'm going to stay out the way. No love lost. I still love you. She keeps pursuing me like, you know, oh, it can't be over. You my best friend. I love you. But if I'm your best friend, that's how you feel. I'm not going to sneak around to see you or be with you. We shouldn't have to do that.
Right.
But the whole problem is you need to go keep it all the way real with your husband because you was out cheating before I even knew anything about her cheating. She was already in the midst of things. So the problem
is you're not
going to tell your husband the whole truth.
See, that kills. And I'm going to ask you something, Tracy. Hold on, Ayana, because this is some serious stuff, and people don't realize just how much they pull. That's what I said. When you get to the point where you're taking on somebody else's issues and somebody else's problems, that's stressful. When you have to I know it's stressful. I done been through it. It's stressful, and the relationship between you and your friend, it's been toxic because you are
I'm the giver, she the taker.
You had a friendly relationship with the husband and the wife, and because of the foolishness that she's doing, now you virtually lost two friendships in the midst, and all you were doing was being a friend. Yeah, that was
for the both of them. I think I'm with Renita on that. I think the fact of the matter is that is a toxic relationship between you and her. You do need to fall back. She got some issues that go way beyond my skill set on this here phone call. But, yeah, you need to leave her alone because she's only making matters worse. You obviously are in a marriage that you don't want to be in, and then you're trying to pull me into this foolishness. I'm out. Drop her luggage off.
And I was in it for like 2 years. Literally, the man coming over my house, beating on my doors, throwing bottles at my car. I mean, everything.
And that's because everything she doing, she was like, I was with Tracy. And then you stuck in the middle.
But I explained to him, too, that I totally, absolutely feel where you coming from. Because you know I'm the best friend, so you know I know everything. Of course. You know, so I can't be mad at him for not liking me and not wanting to deal with me. I see where you coming from. But I'm just trying to get her to understand that this friendship has got to come to an end until you get your stuff together
over there. Because
but
all
she don't
the
let go.
That she's doing is weighing on you heavily.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's been so much damage to y'all's friendship that it's almost...
It'll never be the same.
Yeah, it's never going to be the same. It's never going to be the same. Yeah. I want to read this to you before you get off the phone because this was good. Ayana don't have, see, I study, I got a psychology degree. I got a master's in psychology. I've studied human behavior for 2.5 years, and they gave me a whole piece of paper that said I was certified to make comments like I make on this radio station. But this here clip says, what if you have a desire to repair a toxic relationship? If so, then you have some decisions to make. Are you, and you ask yourself, or you can answer this on this show, Tracy, are you willing to succumb to the negativity of this relationship?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to endure the anxieties, the stress, and the troubles that might engulf you if you were to repair this relationship?
No, I don't think I am.
So let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
And I'm trying to. She just keep coming to me. Like, when are you going to get it?
Blocker.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm blocker.
I'm just, hey, this is, it's some serious questions that you have to ask yourself. And I know this relationship has gone. Cause I just had to deaden one of the relationships with a friend that I had for years. You know, you have to, at some point in time, you got to let it go. If it's becoming too stressful for you and you carrying everybody else's, this person's issues on your shoulders to where now it's that's some harm. Somebody coming to your house,
it's too
knocking on your door, throwing stuff. It's too much.
It's too much. And like I said, I done let go. She having a problem with letting go. And I understand where she coming from, you know. The saying, you never miss a good thing till it's gone.
That's it.
Don't miss your water till your well runs dry. Look, I got a whole bunch of them old sayings.
I think it's a unanimous vote, and that's a toxic relationship.
Very toxic. I just like to hear, you know, comments from other people that don't know us. You know, like, am I making the right decision to let go, or should I stick around?
No, you make.
If you have to,
no,
I would. You know,
right,
and like
decision.
I said, I ain't. I wouldn't tell nobody to leave their marriage, But you know what I'm saying? Because I've been there. Once it starts weighing on you, and if somebody come into your house, that's like dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Like, people doing some real serious stuff out here in the world today. So. You not only stressing me out with this friendship. That's one. I'm stressed out.
It's all the broke the camel. Yeah, because we didn't get into a man and husband of physical altercation. We even been into it.
Now see, that's just getting too much. I'm saying let it go. But at some point in time, like, you got a strong tolerance level. Maybe, I don't know if you was on the phone when we first started. My cutoff game
ain't strong.
Yeah,
her cutoff game not strong at all.
I need you to get Tracy. I'm gonna give you some of my cutoff game, girl. Cause hey, you out of there.
Block the number first.
She calls from different numbers.
I'm
gonna be honest, Tracy. I think you're being stalked.
Yeah, that's what I like from soccer stuff. You don't have to throw a no trespassing sign and owner got a gun type stuff up at your crib because
getting restraining orders against friends and stuff.
It's turning volatile.
Yeah,
let it go. I need her to let it go. Basically, that's what we have with this. Because I'm done. I'm going through some stuff I don't even go in on my own. I don't have this going on in my own life.
When we first started this conversation tonight, Ayana, we talked about things that happen in toxic relationships that overcome you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if everything that's going on in your life is overcoming the stuff that's going, I can't even concentrate on my own life because
own
I'm too busy looking behind me at the foolishness you got going on. That's toxic.
I've prayed about it, thought about it, talked about it, and I came up with I got to let it go.
I got my own problems. I can't deal with yours. I got my own problems.
And the bad thing
not like that. You can't let somebody else's issues, especially if they the ones called. I can understand if they had some outside issues that were just happening to them that really wasn't their fault. Stuff's just happening. Then, yeah, be a friend. Be there
right.
for them. But if you're causing
your
own issues.
I feel like I, since it was my friend, I was doing what I was supposed to do as a friend. Like
yeah.
I said, we got
See.
Over 30 years invested in this. So
yeah.
I was thinking
You know what?
From
people come
aspect.
Into your life for a reason and a season. And whether it's 3 days, 30 minutes, 30 years, once that season is up, it's time for them to go and just take
it's
solace
over.
In the fact that look back over them 30 years and be like, dang, we had fun back then. In the first 10 years, we was kicking it. Oh, man, we had so much fun. And then year 15, things start going downhill.
You got to let her go.
She got to let go. You got to let go.
She got to let her go. Yeah.
Yeah,
let her go. And
hard but true.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's
you
okay.
gotta let that go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna put y'all back in queue.
Hard
I hope
true.
Y'all continue to listen. We stretched this show for an hour and a half, and we still have about 20 minutes, and we still have a few more callers. But I hope you continue
you gotta,
to listen, and I hope you know what we said to you was able to help you think a little bit, you know, clear on this situation between you and your friend. But in my
mm-hmm.
mind. Like I said, friends don't let friends drive drunk, and no real friend is going to put you in a situation that could potentially
could harm you.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Thank you, lady.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. We got to pay some bills, don't we?
We do got to pay some bills. Hey, everybody, you're listening to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad on Yizer Victim
Yay.
Stoppers Radio. We'll be right back.
All alarm companies call the police after a break-in. Most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Be proactive. Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera system and monitoring. Systems start as low as $684.63, or you can lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera system with no credit check for only $50 a month with $275 down for 14 months. Call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Renita, because what you can't see will hurt you.
Okay, so Ayanna,
mm-hmm.
we on tonight talking about toxic relationships, but let me give a
Man.
Shout out to a few of our other hosts on our radio station. We've added another night, Sunday nights. You can get on here, same radio station, and listen to Nicole Lee. She has a show called Healthy 365. Make sure you tune in on Sunday nights. And on Monday nights, we have Moving Forward with Dwayne Abernathy. So now we have Sunday, Monday, and Thursday, all these good shows for you to tune in and listen to on Yizer Victim Stoppers Radio. Toxic
all
relationships, Diana.
Right, right. I think, uh-huh. You know what? It's crazy. But, I think a lot, like I said, to that last caller, didn't even really know she was in a toxic relationship. You know what I'm saying? Didn't know how to identify. So, you know. Yeah, so it's crazy. But, sorry to all the callers.
Let me take a caller. Caller, we got a few on here. We're gonna get to all of y'all tonight. But a caller with the last four of 7837. Good evening, caller. We're talking about toxic relationships tonight. You want to chime in on that topic? Hello.
Guess
nope.
They didn't
okay.
Want, they didn't.
I'm gonna put you back in queue.
Mm-hmm.
Caller with the last four of 1272. Good evening, caller. Tonight we're on Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad, and we're talking about toxic relationships. Have you ever been in a toxic relationship?
I was actually in a 26-year toxic marriage.
Whoa. So, but it's kind of like you said, the last caller said, it sort of sneaks up on you and you don't recognize that you're there until you've been sort of stuck, and then it's trying to figure out how you can escape that whole, all the drama and all the toxicity that's sort of keeping you there. And I think along with those, with the toxic relationship, because mine was emotionally abusive. And when you're in an emotionally abusive relationship, your self-confidence takes a blow. And so you think that I can't make it on my own, or, you know, how am I going to survive, or I need this person in my life because he helps me pay the bills or he understands me. And so often you say, and I'm a really confident person, and then there's shame. It's like, well, do I admit that I allowed this to happen to me? But, you know, I think in overcoming all of that, you have to really take, you know, a really introspective look at yourself try to understand what allowed it to happen, and then make certain that you take the necessary steps to ensure that it doesn't happen again. For instance, I went through divorce counseling, and I still check in with my divorce counselor now because I want to make certain that as I move forward and, you know, should I enter into a relationship, that I enter into that relationship as a healthy, whole person, and I understand what a healthy relationship looks like, because I spent all of my adult life in an unhealthy relationship.
Unhealthy one.
Wow.
That's what I was saying about that learned behavior. When you grow up in an unhealthy relationship, you get into a unhealthy relationship. So that's key too. But,
wow.
Well, at least,
well, Carla, let me ask you, I have a two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you were in a marriage for 26 years. At what point did you realize that it was toxic?
I realized it about maybe 10, 12 years in. But then that's where the whole confidence thing comes into play. I was depressed.
Okay.
I gained a lot of weight. And you gain weight, that then hits you, that takes another blow to your confidence, and you're thinking, oh, my God, there's no way that I can make it on my own. And
start
then
over.
As humans, right, as humans, we're designed to want to connect. So no one's going to want to connect with me because I've gotten overweight, I have baggage. And, you know, my ex told me once, nobody's going to want you with all these kids. And so all of the things that they say to you really just works to keep you there. And, you know, I actually checked out of the relationship. We went on a cruise, and we decided we were going to work on the marriage. We, you know, no more third parties in the marriage, no more anything. We were going to work on us. And the day that we got back into town, he told me, I'm going to go hang out with my buddy. And he did. Mm. The next weekend, I'm doing laundry, and I'm checking, you know, I'm checking his jean pockets, and it's a receipt for condoms. And so my response, I knew what that meant, but I was being a smart aleck, and I said, so, you know, are you gay? Because you said you were going to go hang out with your buddy. You need condoms to hang out with him? And so that was kind of, and that night, I actually took off my wedding ring, and I smashed it with a hammer. And emotionally, I checked out at that point. But it took 5 more years before I actually built up the confidence to leave. And so when people tell me, like, I have friends now that are stuck in a relationship with a sex addict, and he sleeps with both men and women, but she feels that she has to stay. And I understand, because you have to get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
You got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. That goes back to the tolerance level. Some people have a tolerance level that's real low, and some people have a high tolerance level, but only that person knows when enough is enough, and I just can't take it anymore. Like, I give up. I'm throwing in the towel. It's time for me to just check out. That tolerance level,
But I think she said something that was key, and I think it was, because this is, and I don't, I think men and women do this, that when they're in toxic relationships, you have that need to connect to that person, so you
absolutely
you want to fix it, you want to correct it. Like, you know what? If I just explain to them that I don't like it when they do that, then they'll stop, you know, or something like that. So I think for some reason we have that. I know the answer is no, but still, when you in it, you know. I mean, I've been in toxic relationships.
Yeah, you think you can't.
Yourself.
You do,
right,
and you can't love.
The moment
you can't love a person enough to have them to change.
Yeah.
They don't want
that.
You.
For me,
yourself, that's when it becomes a toxic relationship.
Right. Because even now, when people ask me what do I like doing for fun, I don't know. I honestly don't know because I spent so much of my life catering to my ex's needs. I don't know what I need.
Right.
And when I say people, I don't know. I'm still figuring that out. They look at me like I'm crazy. You're almost 50 years old and you don't know what you enjoy. Well, I spent so much of my life being a mom and a wife and then catering to that husband who was emotionally draining and trying to make certain that I didn't do anything to upset him, that I lost myself in the meantime.
Hey, but you out of it now. You didn't,
Oh, yes, ma'am.
That's the key. We're going to make sure we end it on a positive note. The key is
Absolutely.
You identified it, you dealt with it, you out of it, and now you're working on yourself. And I think that's what we really need the callers to understand, even to the last caller that was in a toxic relationship with a friend. Understand that if you let that friend go, God is definitely going to bring you a new friend. You're just going to open up a door for a better friend. You know what I'm saying? Don't hold on to that thinking you can't get like that, but that's my friend. But it's been 30 years. We've been friends 30 years. Like, you can meet a whole new person, and y'all can be friends for a whole nother 30 years. So I think that's the key is once you identify it, you have to have the confidence in yourself to then walk away from it. You got to be able to walk away from it. And if your cutoff game is like my co-host over here, you understand what I'm saying? the way she
does. Hey, don't so, knock it till you try it.
Look, the next show is going to be lessons of the cutoff. Like,
no, we're going to have to hold that for January.
Right. But yeah, but that's good to hear though. That you got out of it, you're moving on, you're moving forward. And you're gonna find what you like to do. And when you find it, you ain't gonna never let nobody stop you from doing it no more.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, definitely thank you for sharing, caller. We appreciate you for calling in.
Thank you.
Hope you continue to listen.
Absolutely.
And have a good night.
Night.
You too.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
26 years. That's a long time. That's a long time to endure.
The other one was 30. But that's
but
the,
that
the
it,
thing
we
is
that we talked about two. We talked about two different types of relationships. That one was with a friend.
Like, yeah.
This one is in a marriage, but at the end of the day, they were both toxic.
Yep.
They were both toxic.
And in the same way, because the friend was catering to her. So because she's always giving to her, she's been taken. You know what I'm saying? And then it's the same thing in the marriage. She was giving to the husband. He just kept taking.
Taking.
Like I said.
Taking everything and
earlier,
taking her for granted and doing, you know what I'm saying? And that does play.
Exactly.
That wears down.
You asked me earlier. I still feel like the most toxic relationships are friendships and family. I think those are the ones that I think those are the most, but I think they're the most only because they're the ones that you least identify. You don't identify that, and I think that's what makes those the more common toxic relationships.
The ones with your family. Yeah, you tend to overlook.
Yeah.
Some people tend to overlook
those
a little more than what they should.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I think so.
You know, your family will do you wrong before your friends will. In some cases, that's true.
But it's only because they know you, and but we, you know, your cutoff game. We understand you only got about 5 people left at your family reunion.
They think that they won't get cut off.
Right. That's crazy. But
yeah, they think that they won't get cut off, but that's not true.
Right.
That's not true.
Well,
you will and can get cut off. Nobody's safe from a cut off game.
An hour and a half. We want to let them know what we're gonna do next week. Or is that my job? It's my turn to tell them what we're gonna do next week.
You can go ahead and tell them what we're gonna do next week because that's gonna be a hot topic too.
Right. So, and I think we discussed it before. It was basically Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So, you know, as women, we do everything women. So what we really want to talk about is supporting your mate. How, when in relationships, how you support the other person when they're going through struggles such as breast cancer or family member loss or things like that, being very supportive to them, or how do you do that? Because I think sometimes people don't know how to do it.
especially in the instance of cancer or something like that, or losing a parent or a friend, and it's something that they've never been through. So they don't know how to do it. So that's definitely we're going to bring to y'all next week. We are still working on our location for our Back to Basics Relationship 101 event. So we going to get it to y'all soon. Definitely, I think we said this weekend, right? This weekend, we're going to find a spot. We're going to get that spot this weekend. So I'm going to throw it over to my co-host, Renita. Is it anything else you have to say to the people? Oh, she's going to act like she's not here with me right now. I said, Renita, is it anything else you have to say to the people?
What I have to say is I'm going to end this show with a little bit more. Yeah, I had to take a break. I have something that I want to say to the people about this toxic relationship thing, and I had it right here, and it done fell down, but you just give me one second,
look at you.
And I'm going
to
find
it. You're supposed to have all your papers lined up in front. You know, I put all mine in front of me with my little highlights and my circles and stuff, you know.
Okay, so here it goes, everybody. Patience is the ability to wait and calmly preserve. We all grow impatient, but some people have more trouble waiting than others. We tend to forget that all good things take time. However, if those good things don't seem really, really good to you, then it's toxic. It's time to get out. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We appreciate all the callers, all of the listeners, everything.
Yes, we do.
Like Ayana said, next week our show is supporting your significant other when there is a life-changing event. Life-changing
Absolutely.
Event.
Again. Well, thank y'all for calling in and listening. God
thank you for calling in and listening. And have a great night.
All right. Later.
Did you know that most burglaries occur between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m.? Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Alarm companies call the police after a break-in occurs. Be proactive. Get a Digital Guard wireless HD home camera system with monitoring. We offer two convenient purchasing options. You can purchase your very own system today for as low as $684.63, or lease a
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are the answer. The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard Remote Monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.